The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bonner and my guest host today, Eric Wickstrom.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 21st of August, 2018, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great customer service, enhanced walk-in humidor. It is absolutely fabulous. Good morning. Hey, good morning, Bad Bob. What do we got for weather today?
Well, good morning to you, sir. We'll check the indexes for the air pollution in just a moment. It looks a little better today. We'll have some hard numbers for you here very, very shortly. Widespread haze and smoke today. The high just under the century mark. Southwest winds 5 to 7 miles an hour. That will continue through tonight as far as the haze and smoke concerned. 65 for a low. 95 for a high tomorrow, 94 for Thursday, so we have ducked back under the 100-degree mark for the next several days, actually dropping down to the low 90s by the weekend. Currently in downtown Reading, under hazy conditions, 64 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. If you turned off your propane or if your house has propane lines, and you should be calling your propane distributor at that point because there could be the lines could be melted. There could be all types of problems. This is what Chuck Kenny from Shasta Gas Propane tells us, and he's more than happy to answer questions for anybody that's there. As you can probably imagine, they're everywhere right now trying to repair things. Let me see. What else do we have going here? Bob, we have our news. We have our weather.
I'm just about to get to the AQI.
Air quality
155.
Index. Well, that's not too bad.
That's better.
That's better. By the way, up in Spokane, Washington, yesterday, it was 307.
Well, we hit well over 400.
I thought it only went up to 300. It doesn't. It goes up to 500?
Yeah, because looking at the EPA's PM2.5. Now, that's the really small particles that are 2.5 microns, and those are the ones that get into your lungs and stay there.
Right.
The peak for the Reading area, according to the monitor, was on Thursday the 16th with a 455 reading.
455?
Yeah.
It never got that high in the morning though.
An evening thing. I have to convert from Greenwich time
because that's okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, Spokane has been up in the 300s too. So you know what? We're obviously balmy weather down here at 155.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Hey, I'm here with Eric Wickstrom.
Good morning,
buddy.
How are you?
I'm glad you were able to come by because I want to talk to you about probably possible impact on business of this horrendous fire.
Sure.
That is around 90% contained right now. It's 230 230,000 acres. We'll be getting an update here in a minute. But the Hearst fire, 15,000 acres, 11% contained. Now on Friday we're going to have a gentleman in that was in French Gulch and is going to tell you what happened out in French Gulch because he stayed there for the whole time and worked up and down the road to help save the homes that were there. He has nothing but great things to say about our firefighters out there, and especially a guy named Jason, he's in charge of a crew or two crews, and he was out there, and he says watching him drop that little drippy fire that starts the backfires, he says that guy, he says he's an artist, starting backfires. Anyway, we're also here with Rick Ortega, who is the new president. Can I say that? President of the VFW Post 1934?
Commander.
New commander. Okay, we got you turned on now. The new commander of the VFW Post 1934. And usually people come in, it's for fundraisers and all that, but this is just the opposite.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, we have a good deal of funds coming in for the car fire relief. For folks, specifically for veterans, their families, and their children and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once we disperse those, we give them to other people as well. But we are vetting a lot of people, and we have found some folks, but we haven't found enough.
That need help?
That need help. And the veterans that we have helped or want to help, they say, you know what? There's somebody else that needs it worse than I am. I have insurance. We have identified people that were totally burned out.
Okay.
Everything's lost. They said, man, I know there's somebody out there worse than I am. And I find that amazing because that's kind of the veteran spirit. So I am out here trying to boost out that message that we're trying to look for folks. Now, I've been down to the Relief Center. I've been down to the Lions Relief Center.
You were in here yesterday and introduced you to all the FEMA people.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been hanging out down there. They thought you were just, you know, they just thought you were maybe a groupie, FEMA groupie, but you're not. You're actually trying to find veterans down there you can hand money to.
And we did.
Good.
And we have. And I've coordinated with other agencies, like even recruited some folks out of there that were veterans that want to come to the VFW post because they see what we're doing and whatnot. So it's been a strange little event down there.
One of the things we learned yesterday when Sandra Hunter was on, who's written all these, who wrote the book Fire Outside My Window and then the comeback formula for how to come back after disasters like this. She speaks all over the nation. She's been on all the big shows. One of the things she said is people with survivor's remorse, they have to get past that because, yes, other people, they may think have lost more, but they, too, have been damaged, and it's not wrong to ask for help. And that's one of the parts of being able to come back after a disaster like that is accept help and ask for help. So when you see these guys or you see these veterans and they're like this, oh, no, somebody else has been hurt more. Well, yeah, you can always find, you know, something that's worse.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody needs help, and we can help them, that's something we should do. And I know it's hard. You can't hold them down and force a check on them. But maybe there's a way of getting to them and saying, look, we've got plenty. Please let us help you.
Yeah. And I can see it on their faces when they come in and they say, no, they don't need it. And that remorse is all over. You can't hide it. And It's a long stare, but once again, I'm here to help get some kind of input from other folks, you know, school principals, Grindstone members, other agencies. We need some help identifying these folks.
Well, you know what? We're going to put that up. We'll put it out on our Facebook. We've been running 28,000 views a week.
Yeah, I noticed you guys have really, really gotten a lot of interest on your Facebook, and I've been one of the people that responded and tweeted.
Yeah, we've been running 28,000 or more views on the Facebook, and so we'll run this one out too, and talk. You know, say we're having veterans. So, how do people reach you?
Well, we're at 1251 Oregon Street, which is right next to Woody's restaurant there. They got the antique shop, they got Woody's, and then we're there at the end. And we've got a...
There's usually a flag out there so people can...
We got a couple of flags.
Yeah. It's easy to see.
Yeah, and we're basically open from 12 to 7. We're all volunteers. So be patient if we're not always open. And we do get volunteers to open up. We have a bar. We have refreshments. You can get a hot dog. And this Friday night, we've got the fish fry coming up. Anticipate they're going to have quite a few people. For $12, you can come in and get a pretty good meal.
There you go. Is there a phone number they can call?
Yes. Of course, it's area code 530, and that's 241-9168.
Okay. 241-9168. They can call, start getting information. Mm-hmm. We need to reach out to our fellow veterans. And what was it? 1,070 houses, homes burnt,
mm-hmm.
businesses burnt. There's another 500-600 homes damaged. So, you know, some places, Keswick and others, that some of the people up there, right down in town, don't have insurance. Or they're older people and may need some help, and they may need some assistance in doing a number of things. We're starting to see they had their first arrest for a fraud on an elderly. This guy coming up saying, oh, yeah, I can fix this damage for $3,000. Give me $1,500 up front. Cops arrested him.
Yes, yes.
He was on meth or he had meth with him. It was just a total, he wasn't a contractor, it was a total fraud. there. So that's going on.
And speaking of that, when you do come down to us and apply for relief, you know, we're going to need your DD-214. We're going to need to look into where you're at. We've had some issues already. And
isn't it amazing how that – I know – yeah. Hey, but, okay, they may have lost their 214. What do they do?
Go down to the VSO. The VSO office, Celestina Traver.
Who, you know, by the way, will be on tomorrow.
Yeah, and we have been working hand-in-hand with her, and she's given us insight about the character discharge and this addresses, and she's mm-hmm. been a great, great help. So we work hand-in-hand with her, and we make sure that people that really need it, they're the ones that yeah. really...
And by the way, it's real easy to get a copy of your 214 if you have access to a computer. But if everything's burned up, you can't. But yes, go down to see Celestina. Mm-hmm. They will get you a copy of your 214 so mm-hmm. that Rick and his buddies can start helping.
Yeah, and we've got thousands of dollars already. Some is just earmarked for children. And
children needing clothes going back to school.
It's school time.
Yeah.
You know, a kid going back to school and maybe he doesn't have a pair of shoes or a good pair of shoes or, you know, something as basic as that, pen, paper, we're there. The other thing is just make sure that, you verify your address, too. We've had issues where people, you know, maybe we're not in the burn area.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're really trying
to... They're lined up there to get free stuff. Well, I understand.
They are.
Okay, so it's Rick Ortega from VFW Post, the commander of VFW Post 1934. He's down on 1251 Oregon Street right next to Woody's. You can give him a call at 241-9168. We're going to put this on our chat room, but we're also going to put it out on our Facebook pages, and I'll put it out in the public pages, so we'll see how many people we can get it out to that way. You got to bring your 214 and proof of where you lived.
Yeah. Anything else that's going to help us? You know, we're going to have you, you know, fill out a form and write a statement about what happened and what you're looking for. Some people just want food immediately and food for their pets and whatnot. So I send them immediately down to the Lions Relief Center, which is in the old Rayleigh's shopping center.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have been in there, but that's an amazing facility and what they're doing and what they have. And, oh, by the way, they were broken into. Their storage facility was broken into.
Of course.
Yes.
You got to. Okay. All right, buddy.
All right. Thanks for having me on. And VFW Post 1934, glad to help.
Do you have lunch every day?
You can.
Mm-mm. But it was like, you can. What's that mean? If you bring in a box lunch?
I bring in a salad and I sit at the bar. That's my own salad dressing. Other than that, you can get a bag of chips and a hot dog.
And a hot dog, okay.
You know, that's about the limit of it. Other than that, it's fish fry this
and
Saturday night.
And then you have steak feeds?
We have steak feeds. And by the way, this is our fundraiser. We're a nonprofit. So these things are our blood life, these little endeavors.
Okay.
But fish fry by a famous cook this Saturday night, Nacho. Nacho's fish fry.
Nacho's fish fry. Okay. All right. That's this Friday. What time does it start?
No, Saturday.
Oh, you said Friday.
Well, I was.
Okay. You meant Saturday.
I meant Saturday.
Okay. You've been breathing too much smoke. So that's Saturday.
That's
what time does it start?
Five-ish.
Five-ish.
Come on down and enjoy a drink.
You do not have to be a veteran of the foreign wars. You don't have to have fought. You just have to be a veteran. You can come in. You can join. And you can enjoy the place, the atmosphere, the ambiance.
Yeah. You know, by the way, you can smoke a cigar in the back of the facility.
Right.
You know, we have
welcome that.
You know, yeah, cigars, tobacco. We have a playroom for the kids up in the middle. We just reopened that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a great help to those folks that have issues with daycare and just want to, you know, decompress for a little bit.
Come on down to VFW Post 1934.
Yeah, we're
going to have you back. We're going to have you back again because we got to talk about all the things. Okay.
Yeah.
Rick Ortega, thanks a lot. We'll keep talking about it.
All right.
Thanks, Ranger Rick.
Thanks
we're going to take
you.
A quick break.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Bye.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studio is the KCNR 1460. 24 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Our phone number here is 605-4567. It's 63 degrees going up to 96 today. Linda is at home waiting for Alliance Heating and Air to come rolling in this morning, clear out all of our filters, get into the air ducts.
Clear the air at the bot house.
Yeah, clear the air. That's all. But, you know, we clear the air there every so often anyway. But this way we will actually, no. But this is what you need to do. We talk about these microns that get into your system. And you know what? I tried to wash out a cooler. You know those cooler
microns.
Yeah, no, microns, whatever those. But the ash that came in,
particles, 2.5 microns.
Yeah, well, anyway, the ash that was in my water, you know, my ice cooler, just didn't wash out with the hose. No, you had to wipe it out. It is sticky, greasy. Yeah. So imagine that being in the filters of your air conditioner. Anyway, Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Of course, I'm here with Eric Woodstrom, president of the Northern Branch of Five Star Bank.
How are we doing today,
and a friend. Oh, we're doing, yeah. we're doing fine.
Good. We've cleared the air.
business in the North State, yeah. What impact of these fires?
You know, the long-term impact is still to be seen, but certainly short-term during the evacuation when we had 40,000 out of our population displaced. Business,
that was including you, too, right?
That was including us, too. But, you know, business, for the most part, other than essential business for, you know, the people needed, water and food, shut down or slowed down. And so there's a number of businesses that had that were had regular revenue that went from their regular revenue to just about zero for 2-3 weeks period of time. So, you know, a lot of businesses have been impacted.
The FEMA is out there and they're talking about this, that they have in the Small Business Agency has loans at lower rates to help people up to $2 million. They were in here yesterday. For businesses that have been impacted on it, either loss of, in that case, it's probably loss of material and all that. But for people who's,
And those businesses that were truly hurt, they should look at those alternatives, those choices. They should also look at their insurance coverage. A lot of them have business disruption insurance, so that if they're disrupted by a catastrophe like this, there is levels of coverage if you have the proper insurance. There's also the Reading Chamber of Commerce is raising money to help their member, well, not just their members, but any members of the business community here. On a short-term basis with the direct grants.
What about, like Rotary and all those other – I know Rotary is out there.
All the different service organizations in town, including Reading East Rotary, which I'm a member of, we're all doing our part and both providing money and time into different programs and helping – the recovery effort.
Well, there's been several million dollars that have flowed in here to help in this recovery. You know what was so touching was the fact that all this material came in, like from St. Louis, Missouri, came rolling in a truckload of stuff. And the thing about it is that there was just so much stuff that came in, they didn't have enough people
to distribute it.
Yeah. So now we've got all this stuff. And it'll probably
have a huge garage sale.
Yeah, we could do what we know. What we
where
do.
Is all this stuff?
Well, I don't know. If different agencies should pull it though and put it in a warehouse, and then go to the next,
and then start getting it to those that have longer term needs.
Right. Well, those, and then there'll be another fire someplace in California. Then we can take this and kind of like pay it forward.
Yep. And lots of money has been raised. I think there is several hundred GoFundMe accounts created. Those are usually for individuals and individual.
Yeah.
What we've been guiding is we've had customers that have said, what can I do to help? We've been guiding them towards the Shasta Community Foundation and their car fire fund. Because first of all, it's a nonprofit. It's they've agreed to have no overhead charge on this fund, and they're going to look at not only just immediate needs, but mid and long term needs, and how can they help gap that. They're kind of the funnel, if you will, in the community for the larger giving, and have also reached out to companies, national companies, international companies that have said, how can we help? I think to date, I'd heard a number in meeting with them on some other stuff, $2.2 million that they've raised.
And now all that money stays right here in town.
Yes, absolutely.
And 100% goes to the fire victims because they're funded in a different way.
And I know that they're looking at different requests and ways to leverage that money to get the most impact, mid and long term, to benefit people.
Will people come into banks for assistance things like that?
Yeah, and we've also been working, we know that there's a lot of different things you can do. You can give money directly, you can give your time and services, or you can come up with maybe more of a long-term approach to this. And we're looking at a way that we can first we want to identify what the most critical needs are. And we think one of the needs is kind of the gap financing for those that are uninsured or underinsured that want to rebuild. If your insurance company is going to give you 80%, how do you get that other 20%? And to come up with a kind of a streamlined low interest or no interest loan program for a short period of time to help people get their home built and get back in their home.
Okay. Well, we're here with Eric Wichtum from Five Star Bank. He's president of the Northern Division. We had Rick Ortega come in here from VFW Post 1934 saying they're looking for veterans and their families that need help. They have funds to help people. And how to get a hold of them, of course, at VFW Post is 1951 Oregon Street. I think that's right. No, 1251 Oregon Street, right next to Woody's. And you can give them a call at 241-9168. also the impact is, as Eric's talking about on business, we're really not going to know. Short term.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the short term impact, I think, has been felt and is for the most part behind us. I don't think there's been any, you know, permanent changes in the way people spend money or go about their business.
Well,
here in town.
It may not be. Yeah, it's not permanent, but it is short term because we're seeing that people, you know, they've cut back on certain things because they lost 2 weeks of revenue right there.
Yep.
And if you're a small business, that's not real easy a lot of times to overlap.
Yeah, they're all kind of absorbing. I think you know, and some of the businesses chose to do that. You talked about the VFW being next to Woody's, and Woody's on the bad Thursday, and then you know, they chose to close their doors, but have all their employees there making food and bringing it over to Shasta High School. They brought several hundred meals over there, and then after the Thursday night catastrophe, they continued doing that for several days, where they just closed the doors, didn't have any revenue coming in, but chose to give back to the community kind of quietly. Although they did get noticed by the TV news, and you know, we're recognized.
Yeah, but that's the way. That's the way they are.
Yeah, that's the way they are. That's, you know, there's a lot of people in our community like that.
There's a lot of fundraisers. Maxwell's right down the street here had one. I said, why don't you come down here and talk about it? And he goes, I should have, but we just threw it at the last minute. We've seen others that are just the last minute things thrown together that they all help to raise money.
Help everybody. Okay. You know, one of the silver linings certainly was watching the community come together to help.
Isn't that great?
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, started by John and Sarah Bastiani about nine years ago now, at 2539 Larkspur, has flourished and prospered due to two or three different reasons. One, though, is customer service. They have just outstanding customer service, great gunsmithing. They have any type of shooting accessory you need, any type of gun you need, firearm you need. And they have classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, all of those things. And veterans get discounts. All of this at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call, 222-8222, or go down to visit them at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
I've got to take a little time. Little time to think things over.
To the firefighters and first responders, we say thank you. To those who've lost property or family, our hearts grieve with you. At Harrison's Marine and RV, we're still collecting donations of money and supplies for distribution. We are community. As a part of that community, we have felt the impact of this disaster, and we're doing what we can to help. For fire victims needing a trailer to live in, we are helping with significantly reduced pricing. Please call for details. Harrison's will be at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday through Sunday, where our boats and RVs will be on display for everyone. We'll be selling RVs and boats, and we will display signs thanking the heroes, the first responders, and all who are helping our community to recover, repair, rebuild, and heal. Bring your sign to the Mount Shasta Mall, and we'll display it along with ours. Let's say thank you together.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane.
The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back.
Do you feel me?
I feel you.
Do you hear me?
Oh, I hear you too. But I feel you too.
Is that here? Did they say via?
First time it's here, second time it's feel.
I knew it was feeling there someplace. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 21st of April, 2018. 64 degrees going up to 96 today. Right now, our air quality index is right around 160, which is not bad, you know, considering we've been up in the 400s here in the last week or so. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training right here in Reading. Been here since 2009, located at 2345 Athens Avenue. Offers over 35 classes per week, included in the membership. Sign up for a free week pass at www.edfitness.com. Everyday Fitness and Training. Of course, Eric Wittstrom is my co-host today. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Linda is on Tuesdays, is on assignment. And today her assignment was, if she chose to accept it, which she did, was to have, well, no, she's the one that sets all this stuff up.
I get it.
Alliance Heating and Cooling's in there clearing up all of the, replacing all the filters and everything in the house, all the air conditioning. So that's cool. But we're here with Seth McGahoff from Turtle Bay, and you're in charge of all of the media relations, community relations, and just being a good, you know, all-around good guy.
Oh, thank you so much.
What's going on, Seth?
Oh, so much. We got a lot going on at Turtle Bay. I also do marketing and stuff for the Sheraton and Mosaic, so there's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah,
they
double-hatted you, or triple-hatted you, really.
Yep, and that allows me to mostly do the social media across the board for all three of those organizations with somewhat of a consistent voice and image quality and that kind of stuff. So, it's a great opportunity. I'm glad that they let me have that. So,
well, yeah. You know, we were there for the took the grandkids and my kids and grandkids over to see the we went over for breakfast.
Yep,
at Mosaic.
Great.
And then moved on over to Turtle Bay to go in and see the dinosaurs and everything else. What a great exhibition that is!
Oh, it's been phenomenal.
Yes,
yeah.
It's if you haven't seen it, you know, shame on you. But you should go on in there, and if it's just you, you know, you don't have to pretend by taking kids, unless you know borrow a kid to take in
totally.
There. But it is a phenomenal exhibition there with a full size dinosaur.
Yep.
In there. That has that, and this is the great thing. You can sit there, and because of the way it has been built, it shows you how it digested food, how it eats, how its heart rate, why they're so big, how they evolved into these really long necks when you're really big, so you don't have to move very far.
Mm-hmm.
Just move a few feet, and you can eat another 60 feet in of swath. How much they eat in a day? I mean, and you can touch the fossils. You can compare weight of heads of a horse and a dinosaur, in a horse's structure is heavier than a dinosaur's head. That's mm-hmm. a huge dinosaur.
Right.
All these things. All those things are in there. It's great.
Look at all you absorbed.
I did. You know what? You know, the kids, I don't, frankly, I don't care if the kids liked it.
An effective exhibit if Carl can learn.
I'm like a little sponge. I just soak this stuff
up. Wait till this fall.
It's really fantastic.
Right. And so. it's been fun to use that for our marketing, our main thing that we're offering since May. We had over 17,000 people come in July.
Wow.
The museum.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Which was more than we were expecting. Obviously, the car fire slowed us down, and we've been slow ever since. But that's okay. We are super thankful that the fires didn't reach the property of Turtle Bay. So there's a lot of things that we're still thankful for. But July was doing excellent for us.
Well, you know what? I think at some point, maybe an exhibit in one of the smaller rooms on the car fire. You know, about...
Yep.
Talking about the fire, how it started, the fires, wildfires, just in general, to have people so maybe they can understand it, you know, better, you know, that, you know, how it starts and then why does it, you know, how can it just explode 20,000 acres overnight, then another 20,000 acres? It's once you, you know, if you understand the groundwork on it, then it's you can understand that. It's a lot easier, but maybe something like that, because it did touch everybody up here.
Absolutely.
You know, just maybe wildfires with car being part of it.
Yep. And Turtle Bay's history as a museum was rooted in forestry. And so there's a lot of history there that we, even before the car fire, we're talking about, let's get back into educating and offering programs that touch on forestry. And so that was already on our minds. And when this has come up, we've certainly talked about it even more. We were looking at having different programs where we can have firefighters come out and do some talks. And we even, like, on the Thursday, that fateful Thursday, we had a program on campfire safety that we had already been planning for months.
Wow.
So, I mean, that is something that's, you know, close to what we're already doing.
And there's and you guys are consciously looking at ways to get back or to reemphasize the history of Turtle Bay and the people that helped form it.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, the point is that there's a... there are ways that this need to be addressed,
mm-hmm.
and I think Turtle Bay could be one of the ones that lead in how we can address the questions of forest fires and how we can, you know, mitigate. I mean, we're never going to prevent them, but how do you mitigate the damage they can do? And I think, you know, you all would be another great source of that education.
Yeah, good.
You know, that the Cedar Fire in San Diego that killed so many people and burnt so many homes was started by a hunter that was lost, and he lit a signal fire, and it got out of control.
Right.
And that's what started that fire.
Right.
So, anyway. Okay, we're here with Seth Magaha. He is the not only just media, but also the marketing guy for not only Turtle Bay, but Mosaic Restaurant and the Sheraton. How are they doing?
They seem
to be doing pretty good.
Yeah, the Sheraton has been at pretty much max capacity since the car fire. I mean, we're like 95%. Even before that, numbers were doing excellent. Same with the Mosaic Restaurant, really good numbers, really good turnout. Ever since the opening, the Mosaic has gotten a lot of great reviews. And there's been some reviews that are accurate to a new restaurant opening up. And I think some people have given some feedback, and we've worked on that stuff. And
when you start a new restaurant, and it's just so many things, you know, you plan for everything, you think.
Right.
And then it doesn't work out exactly. So you've got to be flexible enough, and I think Mosaic has done
a great job.
Yeah, on that.
Yeah.
And the Sheraton's been drawing people, even before the fire, drawing people in. I know that, you know, from time to time we've asked, you know, called down there at the last minute trying to get a room, or, you know, someone visiting or going through town, and it's like, we're full.
Yeah.
In one respect, I'm like, oh, goodness. Well, then the other respect is thank goodness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it all goes to benefit Turtle Bay.
Right. Yep. And we're working on different ways to figure out how to capture that audience that's staying at the Sheraton to also be interested in Turtle Bay. And it's a new thing for us. We've never had that before.
Pioneering in the relationship.
Right.
How do you shuttle that over there? Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm sure y'all will figure it out because you figured out everything else up to now.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break here. I'm, of course, here with Eric Wistrom, who is my co-host, and Seth Magahat, who is the marketing manager and out at Turtle Bay and Mosaic in the Sheridan. We're talking about that. We're going to talk about some of the upcoming things that are happening at Turtle Bay here when we get back. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, they've been through fires, too, and they're offering free cleaning, free minor repair at Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive for those who are caught in the fire. Plus the fact they have just a super assortment of everything you could possibly imagine to wear on your hands, rings, on your wrist, around your neck, in your ears, through your nose. And even in your belly button. Yep. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, as Eric knows about. He said he got his there.
Me too. Don't forget about me.
Oh, yeah. Seth. Come on. And Seth, and of course, Bad Bob.
Bad Bob.
In fact, okay, we all have it there from Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
He'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The word rebuild, Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer, $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Wow. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. The Carl Bott and Eric Wistrom. Linda, as usual on Tuesdays, is making the household run, making our life actually livable because she takes care of that stuff. And I remarkably don't. You know, it's just...
You do your part by staying away.
I deploy every morning. I deploy every morning to here. It's 10 minutes till before the hour of 8 o'clock at, right here at Free Fire Radio. 64 degrees, going up to 96 today. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, and Home Helpers is bringing us this segment of the show. You know, there's a lot of people, maybe you've had people in their home before. Sometimes maybe... And people that are having problems taking care of themselves, people have been injured, but you've got to go out and work. Well, give Home Helpers a call. Let Sharon come over to your house, take a look at what you need, and she can provide you assistance 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day. All is at Home Helpers. And she genuinely cares about her clients. She handpicks the people so that anybody that joins your family is going to be somebody you're comfortable with. And give her a call at 226-8350. Or check out their website, readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. I'm here with, of course, Eric Woodstrom as my co-host, and Seth Magaha, who is a marketing manager out at Turtle Bay, Mosaic, and the Sheraton. Now, you've got a new exhibit coming in.
We do, yep. September 29th, we have Incredible Inventions, and that's something that we're just now working on packaging and promoting. It's going to be great interaction for kids and families to come in and to learn about science, and it's going to be a really exciting exhibition.
You know, Eric, you all at Five Star Bank underwrite so many of these exhibits that come through here. How do you choose which ones?
Well, there's a real scientific way we do it. We used to ask Bev Stupak which one she wanted, and now we ask Joanne Crosetti. We just say we'd like to support, you know, an exhibit this year. You know, every year we've done it every year since we've been up here, and I think this is our 11th or 12th one, and we found it to be, you know, helpful for the community. It's certainly good promotion for us to help sponsor an exhibit at Turtle Bay, but really we let the folks at Turtle Bay drive which one we support and help them with it. And then we have we usually have an event down there in one evening and have a little bit of fun.
Well, we do, and well, I say you do, but we all do. We have a great time down there
and get a chance to not only see the exhibits, the one we're sponsoring, but all the other exhibits, but also talk to some of the people in the community that maybe we don't see too often and get together.
Yeah. It's a great event you have down there. But you've done fly fishing or water, you did the rivers or something like that. You've done all types of things down there. Yeah. And you all need that kind of support. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We rely heavily on membership and various donations and park admission and all that kind of stuff. But the quality that we offer in these exhibitions simply would not be possible without sponsorship.
You know, I've seen some of the greatest exhibits. The Titanic, when I first moved here. How long was that? Like 9, 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That was generations ago. A generation ago when I first moved here. It was just wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't expect to see something in
actual items that have been sitting on the ocean floor.
Been recovered. But all the other things you've had come through here. So I'm looking forward to this incredible invention. So, can you give us a hint about some of these, or is this you're still setting it all up?
Still setting it up. Yeah, I just started looking at it. I mean, besides the car fire kind of derailing us for a little bit and us, you know, reevaluating what we're marketing, Dinosaurs has been a huge success for us. So we're still pushing that, and that's open until September 9th.
That's right. And by the way,
you still have a few weeks to get out there and look at it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
You absolutely do. And if you heard me just gush all over it, but the other thing too is, hey, we people appreciated the fact that Turtle Bay just opened up their doors to people for free.
Yeah, we were open for 3 straight days during the car fire evacuation. The Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the 29th. We had 1,300 people come out the first day, and about 900 came out the other 2 days. So about 3,000 people total came and enjoyed Turtle Bay for free. I was out of town. My wife and kids and us went up to Portland for a week. So I wasn't there for that, but I know that there was a lot of families that came in and were sharing their experiences, and it was just a normal place for people to come and get their minds off.
We went in that week, yeah. And it was fantastic. Great. The smoke's everywhere. You just mm-hmm. go in there. I want to talk about your yearly pass.
Right,
$80 for a family.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't changed in a long time, and that includes everything. You don't have to pay anything extra,
right?
Except when you go out. If you want to, okay. Right. For the butterfly, I think it's maybe
the nectar cup in the Parrot Playhouse is
one of my favorite places I go to. I spend a couple bucks on the parakeet house,
the Parrot Playhouse.
Parrot Playhouse.
Yeah.
Lorikeets. Yep. And the best. My favorite thing is a bunch of little kids in there. I'll just put a little bit in their head as they go by, and watch the little lorikeets just go right into their heads, and they love it. Kids love it. Kids yeah. just love it. Parents. Not quite as happy.
Yep.
But you've mixed two different flocks
right.
of lorikeets. And a lot of people don't know this. I study up on my lorikeets. One's a bigger group, mm-hmm. When I say physically bigger than the other, but you've meshed them together.
Right. And I will say right now, a lot of our animals were evacuated because of the car fire. And a lot of those animals still are evacuated. So that is why right now we have reduced park admission. Through the rest of the month, it's reduced to $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Kids under 3 are free, as they always are. So right now, we are open in the museum, and that's a great place for families to come and get their minds off of things and spend time inside. But Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is closed depending on the air quality, and a lot of the animals currently are not right there. They were evacuated on the Thursday, on the 26th, and mm-hmm. they've been staying at Sharon Clay's house.
Oh, my goodness.
So she had 87 animals, 36 of those being the lorikeets, but the rest are, our beaver, our badger,
Timber's there. Everybody.
87
She's got
animals.
All of them?
There's a yep. whole menagerie.
Yep. Some of them have been returned to their habitat, but at one point there was 87 animals inside.
They've outlasted
hers.
Their stay.
Yeah. I think she wakes up. In Hawaii, my ex-wife volunteered to take care of these people. They did bird rescues.
Mm-hmm.
And she volunteered to do that while they had been unable to get away for like years. So she volunteered for a week to take care of those birds. Let me tell you something. Taking care of like 30 birds in their cages with all of them had little different feeding times and everything, I just didn't even see her. She was almost living over at this house while she tried to feed 30-something birds. 8 times a day.
I wouldn't even know how to take care of one bird.
I know. She had to go through like a week-long class to do this. And I'm over there trying to, what am I doing? I'm trying to mix up this little gruel that they give, that they eat or something. And it's like, it was weird. So 87 animals, okay.
So we're hoping to get those animals all back on exhibition soon. And then, the price will go back to regular, and then the family membership is always a good deal.
Right. Family membership's a great deal. The prices are reduced right now because not all of it's open. Now, you have a volunteer meeting.
A volunteer info hour is this Saturday at 2 o'clock. It's open to anyone ages 13 and older who want to get involved in Turtle Bay as a volunteer. There's lots of animal care volunteer opportunities. That's the big one that a lot of people come out to volunteer for. But it's this Saturday at 2 o'clock at Turtle Bay.
Okay. Seth McGaugh from Turtle Bay, the marketing manager, not just at Turtle Bay, but Mosaic and Sheridan. We talked about that. A lot of things happening there. And it's going to continue with the dinosaur exhibit, which, by the way, is just an outstanding exhibit. If you have not seen it, please take some time. Go into Turtle Bay, take a deep breath, relax in there, sit down in the area, and they have a full-size dinosaur, and it explains how their whole system works, how they grow, how they eat, how they digest food. Kids. I was surrounded by kids. They weren't as enamored as I was, of course, but what a great exhibit. Yeah. And that goes until the 9th of September.
That's right.
So there's not a lot of time left to go see that. Seth, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Hey, when we come back, we have with us Silas Lyons, who is the editor of the Record Searchlight, and plus he's taking care of other papers in the USA Today complex of papers. And I want to talk to him. Well, first of all, I want to applaud him for the work that the Record Searchlight has done. during this fire. Do I get into fist fights with the Record Searchlight? Yes. But I have nothing but accolades for what they did during this fire. And I want to tell Silas that. But I also want to talk about how they did this. How did they keep their keep all their people running 24 hours a day? How do you do that for like 2 weeks? It's not like combat. Or maybe it is. So that'll be after we get back from our news. This is Carl Bott and Eric Woodstrom, KCNR 1460, Shasta, Redding.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
.com. I'm Rich Thomason. She disappeared just over a month ago after heading out for a jog. Now comes word that the body of 20-year-old University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts has been found.
Greg Willie of Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa said he learned of the discovery from a close friend of the Tibbetts this morning. Willie said he had no other details about the discovery, calling it a tough but not unexpected ending to the search for the University of Iowa student.
Correspondent Jeremy Howe says Molly vanished July 18th from the small town of Brooklyn, Iowa, when police plan an afternoon news conference. Microsoft says it's uncovered new Russian hacking attempts targeting U.S. political groups ahead of the midterm elections.
Microsoft says a hacking group tied to the Russian government created at least 5 fake websites that were made to look like real internet sites, 2 of them belonging to conservative organizations, the Hudson Institute, which has been critical of Russian corruption, and the International Republican Institute. The other 3 were made to look like Senate-related sites. All were shut down. Visitors to the phony sites run the risk of being hacked by malware, but Microsoft says there was no evidence of that. I'm Julie Walker.
On a day when Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is to meet with some of his toughest Senate critics, one of his supporters, Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah, says he's confident that Kavanaugh will be confirmed before the court's term begins in early October.
Yes, I believe he will be. I believe he should be, and the country will be better off as a result of it.
Lee also telling the Salem Radio Network that he expects all of his GOP Senate colleagues to vote in favor of Kavanaugh. Stocks rallying this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 75 points, the NASDAQ 50 points higher, and the S&P is better by 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're on the longest stock market bull run in history, but it's been fueled by easy credit, and now it's tightening. Just like the market collapses in 2000 and 2008, this round of central bank tightening can pop our current bubble. In preparation for the debt collapse, retirement expert Adam Baratta has just released a new book called Gold is a Better Way that has already been listed as a number one new arrival on Amazon.com. Text GOLD to 49776 to order your copy of the Gold is a Better Way book today and get free immediate access to the number one gold education platform. A $195 value, yours free. Gold is a Better Way reveals the insider information Wall Street doesn't want you to know that could save your retirement. Don't get caught in the aftermath again. Text the word GOLD to 49776 now to reserve your book and free access to the Gold is a Better Way platform. Text GOLD to 49776 now to learn the secret that could save your retirement. Text the word GOLD to 49776. Standard text and messaging rates apply.
A crowd marking the 50th anniversary of the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia taunted the Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš in a commemoration that took place in Prague.
He was heckled. Quite controversially, because a lot of people thought that really this ceremony should be handled respectfully. But some people are very angry that Babiš himself has been tainted with the communist past. There are substantial archives available to suggest that Mr. Babiš was an agent of the STB, which was state security. And so there's anger that he is in many ways associated with that very Soviet regime that invaded.
That's the BBC's Mike Sanders. The Taliban firing a pair of rockets Tuesday toward the presidential palace in Kabul. This as the Afghan president was delivering a message marking a Muslim holiday. No one was injured. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Drug maker AbbVie donating $100 million to Ronald McDonald House Charities, which help provide housing to pediatric patients and their families throughout the U.S.
The donation is the single largest ever gift to the Chicago-based charity network.
The money will be used to build housing in at least 26 states and at 32 Ronald McDonald Houses. The network says more than 600 sleeping rooms are being added that will allow for 230,000 additional night stays by families wanting to stay close to children undergoing hospital treatment. Some money will also go toward family expenses such as food, laundry services, and parking. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Confederate monument that stood on the campus of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, for more than 100 years has been toppled. The statue of Silent Sam was brought down last night by a mob of noisy protesters who kicked the statue once it was down and cheered. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 here on Tuesday, the 21st of August, 2018. I hope everybody's having a great time this morning or learning some things as we've been talking with the VFW Post, but they have money to give away to veterans. And, of course, Seth Magaha from Turtle Bay with all the things they have going on over there. But this the news is brought to you by the brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See, T and B, it's like Turtle Bay, but it's Tobacco and Brew. So I had to switch from there. Open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Same great, great, great customer service. Do a lot for our community. Shelley and her crew down there do. Bob, what's it look like for weather here for this weekend?
Widespread.
Particulars. Yeah, you know, it's contagious. It's Tuesday.
Widespread haze and smoke, sunny and hot. High near 97 today. Winds out of the south, 5 to 7 miles an hour. That will continue for the next few days. We're going to stay below the century mark with daytime highs in the low to mid 90s, overnight lows in the mid 60s. Currently in downtown Reading, we are at 66 degrees. Taking a quick look at the air quality management district, still hovering in the 130 to 150 range in downtown Reading. And finally, Shasta Lake, now 68 feet from the top of the dam. So not great, but not bad either for this time of year.
Lots of water out there. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson-based business, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phones. Lynn Fritz. Lynn, this is usually the time of the day that I talk about what you're going to talk about right now.
Yay. Appreciate it, Carl. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a very special event that's happening Wednesday evening, tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at Pilgrim Congregational Church. It's not a faith-based event. It's an event that all of us can benefit. It's called Emotional Support Car Fire Recovery. And it's open to all. It's free. No registration required. Just show up. And it helps us all to deal with the experience of the fire, whether we lost a home, damaged a home, or whether we're evacuated or we know someone that has been evacuated or hurt. We all have been impacted. We all breathe this nasty smoke.
Well, you know, you're,
so
you're,
we have – go ahead.
I'm just saying is that this is, you know, again, it's tomorrow at Pilgrim Church, but it is not a faith-based event. But you're talking about sharing of experiences, grief processing, a releasing ceremony. What is that?
The releasing ceremony is really at towards the end of the evening when we've done processes around. We're going to hear stories from people. All of us have a story from the impact of the fire, where we were, how we related to it. Even if we're across the United States or right now Europe is getting the smoke from all the fires in the U.S., so everyone has been impacted. So we're going to give people the opportunity to share their stories. It's part of the process, grief process, is to talk and process. And the releasing ceremony involves a written, it's an individual process, but it's actually the releasing process involves the use of fire. We've known fire to be very destructive with the wildfire, the car fire. In this case, we're using fire as a way of therapeutic, psychological, emotional, spiritual processing. It signifies that what has been, the life before the car fire, is gone. We are forever changed by this event, and we recognize that by taking what has been and symbolically putting it in the fire so that it's released.
Okay.
It's important we all recognize that we're in a grieving process. Sometimes we like to get really busy and distracted and avoid our emotions, but, you know, there's anxiety, depression, anger, certainly upset. There's many, many losses. And the loss of sense of safety. We don't expect a wildfire to come into our communities and destroy homes in the residential area. So this natural disaster has a natural healing process that we're inviting people to enter into so that we as a community can heal. We as an individual can heal.
Okay. And this is going to be tomorrow at from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Pilgrim Church. Again, it's not a faith-based event. This is for people that, even if you weren't caught in the fire itself, but you're also suffering from what's happened here. You also are grieving for the people that have been either they lost their lives or lost all of their possessions.
Yes, we talk about a secondary trauma, meaning that we don't even have to be there to experience it, but we're touched by it because we know people or we hear about it in the news. We all have a connection to other people, so that's why we have the secondary, unrecognized often, forms of grief.
Okay. Lynn Fritz, and you can get more information by calling 243-8862.
Thank you, Carl, very much. And we also will offer 3 weeks after this event, August 29th, September 5th, September 12th. Licensed marriage family therapists, psychologists, licensed clinical social workers are coming together to offer Wednesday nights free groups and processing beyond this event.
Well, that's super. Lynn Fritz, thank you so much, Lynn.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, we're here. Eric and I are here with Silas Lyons, who is the editor. Is that still what you're still the editor of the Record Search site? Because you've got like four different hats you wear.
I like hats.
You like hats.
A bunch of hats.
That's
in my
right.
Closet.
Yeah.
I
jump out of the closet all the time with different clothes on. So, but that's just probably rumors, right?
Hey, you need to stop talking to my wife so much.
We have been talking now.
Yes, editor. Editor works just fine.
For 9 years, since we began, we're starting our 10th year here in December. But you have been a guest, I don't know how many times, numerous times. You are some of your people.
I feel comfortable here.
Yeah, we had, Carol Ferguson. We had a number of your reporters coming through here. Dave Benda. We've got to get Dave back on again, too. But this has been and we talk about a lot of things. But one of the things, I'm going to take an early break, is I want to talk about the car fire and the coverage you all have done of the car fire and explain how that occurs. Because this isn't just haphazard, obviously.
No. You want me to go ahead now or after?
No, we'll just take a break right now.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners, and more since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to the Members First Credit Union is Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been on our show several times talking about these are things you need to be looking for in your insurance claims and what happens if you've been damaged during the fire. Give her a call at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back. Eric Woodstrom and Silas Lyons.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. And like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/18. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
It's magic.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studio is at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Witchcomb. Eric, my co-host today, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest firearms instruction company and privately owned in California in 40 counties. Ted Leidy started this right here in Redding about 10 years ago, and it's just grown and grown and grown, whether it's concealed carry, defensive pistol, defense of your home, unarmed combat, all of these come under Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. That's 530 area code. We're here. Eric and I are here with Silas Lyons, who is the editor of the Record Searchlight. And as we pointed out in the last break, that Silas has been coming on here for since we've opened up the station and starting our 10th year here in December.
Yeah, so, congratulations.
Gosh, well, you know what? Get Binda down here. I did. I called Dave on one day. He goes, call me when you hit 10. I'm like, okay, buddy. And anyway, the coverage that you all did of the car fire, let's talk about that. I mean, of course, this is the biggest story that's hit around here in gosh, who knows how long, in a tragic way. But your coverage was absolutely spot on. I just want to say that because I've taken every occasion in the world also to say I don't agree with you on things. But this one, I've said this 100 times to people, and I think everybody kind of agrees, too. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's never 100%. I could tell you that. But I really not on my behalf as much as on the team's behalf. I really appreciate that. And I'm happy, and I really want to talk about it, too. And I want to talk about these amazing people I work with and what they've actually accomplished in the past few weeks and what we've been able to do. But I do also want to say, I mean, this is one of my pet peeves about the media, is that we very frequently come back to ourselves. We talk about ourselves a lot in these situations. We make ourselves the story. And so, right from the outset, What I'd like to say is I think this story, like what has happened to our community, is about the community, and it's about people who have suffered incredible losses, and it's about all of us. At a certain level, it's about all of us as individuals. It's been strange in some ways covering this story and then being as close to it.
It's part of the story.
I was evacuated. So many people were evacuated in the middle of this whole thing, and we were, are dealing with what Lynn just referenced, the fact that we have trauma throughout our community that, you know, people that we care deeply about have lost everything and are trying to figure out how to rebuild. And we have a community that is not the same as it was a few weeks ago, that doesn't have the same trails, doesn't have the same, whiskey town at the moment. It doesn't have the same sense of security. I think what she said is absolutely right about that. You know, it's just like having your house broken into, and maybe somebody takes something you might not even care about, but it's the fact that somebody came in your house.
It violated
your sense of security. And I think the most important thing is that we've just been racing as fast as we can, trying to figure out which of these things is most important for the community to know first. And there's only so much that you can cover in, you know, a given day. But a lot of this has really been about what do people need to know right now during the heat of the heat is bad. Gosh, I get all these words. Have you noticed this too? Like the words that you use, you start to become a lot more aware of them. A lot of the words in our language have to do with fire. But in the moment when this thing was happening the worst, that priority was about getting people information about evacuations and road closures. A lot of things that you guys were doing on the air as well, and that our colleagues in TV were doing very well also. But everybody's just trying to rush out life-saving critical information right in the moment. And now we've really switched. There's a lot of stories to be told, and then there's a lot of questions to be answered. On the front page today is, like, you need to register with FEMA.
Yeah.
If you think you had any damage, get registered with FEMA. Don't delay. Don't feel bad. Just go get registered with FEMA.
We had them on yesterday, and that was the for an hour. And we talked about small business. We talked about the registration and how – even if you don't think you've had damage, you still need to register because you may find things later on that this is impacting on you. But they're very open, and these are guys and girls who are coming in. They're reservists in their organization. They're mm-hmm. called up, and they come rolling in. They came from Rhode Island. They came from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm sure you've talked to him, William Lindsay, and then a lady that does the SBA from Sacramento, but. They were here, but you're right. Now's that time to start hitting the stories, like the man who has to tell his wife or tell his mom every day.
Yeah,
that she lost her home. That she lost her home.
Yeah.
And the other stories that you're finding.
Yeah,
out there.
I mean, you look at there's been so many and so many stories that will never get told. At least that we'll never be able to tell because they're just. It's the catastrophic nature of this thing. There's just too much pain. There's too much trauma that people went through to be able to tell every story. But you're right. There are these incredible stories out there. And I mean, to get to your point, I think what I told the team, we all got together. We carved out 20 minutes to sit down at one point about 5 days into this coverage and have dinner together in the newsroom. So we pulled out the folding table. We all sat around the table and it was looking at the team and trying not to get too emotional about it. I mean, it was two messages that I had that really stand out to me. One is I'm not surprised by the performance of anybody on our team. Mm-hmm. Because I know them and I know the quality of people they are and I know how dedicated they are. We had a number of people, about half the newsroom was evacuated themselves. We had people who were potentially going to be sleeping in the conference room. And, we were going through it with everybody else in our community. And they never faltered and they never put themselves, they took care of their families, but they never put themselves first. It wasn't about, anybody's ego. And I was not surprised by that. That's exactly what I would have expected of them, and that's exactly what they did in the circumstance. And the other thing is that's an intense experience, and none of us will ever forget who we went through it with. And this is just an incredible group of people. Jenny Espino, who is the local news editor now, has been doing that job only since May. And you'd think she'd been doing it for
forever.
20 years. I mean, she's just an incredible leader. Her team is so dedicated. So it was from that standpoint, just with the people I was very fortunate.
Well, this was an all hands thing. And whether you were writing sports or something, you were out there.
Oh yeah, Matt Brannon, who's our sports reporter. You know, Matt wrote a beautiful long form narrative piece about the origins of the fire and how it came into Reading, and that story published on the Wednesday after it happened.
Yeah, well, but you also were, you were able to call in reinforcements too.
We had incredible help. So a lot of your listeners may know that the Record Searchlight was founded by a member of the Scripps family, the Reading Record was back in 1938. And so for almost 80 years, we had been part of the Scripps organization one way or another. And 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, that changed. We were purchased by Gannett. And a lot of uncertainty comes along with that kind of change. And, you know, you go through a lot, and certainly people notice USA Today and all of the changes there. And what I will say is when the chips were down, we were really well taken care of in every way. People came from all over the network. They were immediately here from Reno shortly after. We had people from Salem. We've had people from Palm Springs, from Salinas, from Colorado, from Texas, people from D.C., the San Francisco Bureau, somebody from Portland. I mean, all over the country. And that's just the people who, like, physically came here. And on top of that, we've had people working through the night. We were able to do 24-hour coverage in part because there were a couple of people in Phoenix who took like the midnight to 3 a.m. shift so that we'd get 3 hours of sleep. So that was just monitoring everything that was coming out of CAL FIRE and other official sources to make sure that nothing really important got missed and the community had the information they needed to have. So we had incredible support. Yeah.
The strength of the bench really came through. I mean, that's
that
the support from the organization that the USA Today network came through like you would expect them to, and that's I think one of the benefits that you've seen that we can expect going forward too. You know, when something big happens, that there's the support from the mother organization.
Yeah, frankly, I hope we don't have another one of these for a long time.
Maybe it'll be something like else this. Positive.
Yeah, maybe something positive. But you know, the other thing too, and to get into news coverage. This was to me was solid news coverage. I'm not saying it was 100% correct because a lot of times we get bum scoop. I mean, and we
information is coming out from different sources.
From different
fast.
Sources, and you would
once
actually literally hear one person say one thing and another person say another thing from another organization that were just diametrically opposed. So what we would do is just kind of hold back or just we'll say okay, now this is what we are hearing, but. Trying to keep up of what's happening with the firefighters. You guys were out with the firefighters out there on the lines and all this.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the guys I mentioned, Trevor, who came in from, Trevor Hughes, who came in from, he's normally based in Denver for USA Today. So Trevor literally landed at Sacramento Airport at like 9 p.m. and sent me a text and said, hey, can you send me an Apple map with a pin that shows where the firefighters are most likely to be? And so I did, and the next morning I get a text from him at 6 a.m. saying, "Hey, I've been out here on the middle of 299 with these guys all night."
That was the video that
because it's the one place that they get, that's not going to burn around us, and got this incredible story. But it was very much to Eric's point. I think there was a real strength in the bench, but the core of all of this too, I want to come back to is. That the Reading team knows this community. We live here. I mean, this is our home. And
you came into our home fire.
And that was, exactly. And it was, so this is at its heart, this has been a story about our community. And it's been told by our community. And I guess that's the thing that I have said thank you probably the most times to my colleagues elsewhere in the company is thank you for coming up the way that I would hope you would have. Just come alongside. Offer some things I need, ask me what else I need, give me the resources, but let our team do their job and let them lead the coverage in the community they know. And that's what they did. And I'll never forget that. I mean, I'm incredibly grateful for that.
You didn't have the old pros from Dover, but we're in here, we'll show you how to do this. No, they just did what they fell under your command and worked with you,
yeah,
as opposed to trying to become the command itself.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
cool.
And that
that's
was respect for our community, not just for us, but for,
yeah,
the community.
I understand. We're here with Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight, but also editor of several other papers in the USA Network. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about the aftermath, because, yeah, I'm getting, and I'm sure you are, I'm getting emails and text and people stopping me and talking to me about things, you know, about the fire itself, about the, you know, just so many things. There's so many questions.
Health, real estate,
you know, what's happening after this.
Rebuilding.
Eric has talked to us today about the economy and our businesses here. And you know, how I firmly believe that these businesses, for the most part, are going to be coming back strong. I drive in every morning, and I don't see the police station anymore, and I don't see the old tire building anymore, because they've been leveled, because there's something new going there. Mm-hmm. I don't see the Dickers building; it's gone. There's just a big hole there where they're getting ready to put in the foundation. And then I look at these other things. So I want to try and include all of us into something like that, too. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's not assisted living. It's senior living. And I already know of two cases where people who have lost their homes have just said, you know what, I'm going down to River Commons. And that's what they've done. They've moved in. They're happy. They're not planning on going out. You know, it's your meals. They have all types of things they do. The people there are outstanding. It's like a little mini cruise ship without the ocean right there at River Commons. Give them a call, 238-5981. Call Captain Brian. Brian Martin down there. Go on down and take a look at the place. This is a super place. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studio is KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Witzkum, my co-host. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Better known, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold is Cypress Square Barbershop. 68 degrees, going up to 96 today. Air quality index in the 160, so that's not too bad, but that changes, you know, dramatically from minute to minute. So, Bob, am I still close there?
It's 142 and 154.
Okay,
downtown,
so we're, I'm in that general spot there. Yeah. As an example, up in Washington State, where
Spokane
was 400 and something, and I'm, you know, from fires they've got. I don't know if it's from our fires or from their own fires because they burn off up there too. Hey, Eric and I are here today with Silas Lyons. And editor of the Record Searchlight and a few others down in...
Salinas and Visalia, Tulare.
And so, isn't the Salinas paper the oldest paper in California?
Yeah, that's what I'm told. And I'm embarrassed now. I haven't done the research to independently verify that.
Let me help you out there, Silas.
I've read that as well. It's also John Steinbeck's hometown newspaper, yeah. Which is kind of cool. Yeah.
Okay. We've talked about the coverage. We've talked about how the USA, they're, as Eric put it perfectly, the bench. You have a deep bench. Mm-hmm. They came in to help.
Yeah.
They didn't come in to take over. They came in to assist.
Exactly.
The follow-up. You know, we're at that point, it's 90% contained, probably by 1 September they think they're going to have it totally contained. Questions that we have on things. How did it leap so quickly? Were there things that could have been done immediately that weren't done? I'm hearing, I hear some things like that, but I'm not sure if, this is just, again, conjecture from people.
Can I jump in right there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I think that, number one, that's an absolutely critical question. We just went through probably the worst disaster in this community's history and hopefully the last worst disaster of its kind. We need to figure out everything that happened leading up to that and why it happened. The other thing, though, and this is where I will really make the case for independent professional journalism, is that social media is going to cause more problems than it's ever going to solve with the rampant rumor mongering that goes on. And there's a difference between, there's a really critical difference here between figuring out the questions to ask and going and asking them and working to get verified facts and publishing a report, which we often encounter resistance. When we go and ask questions, I have no doubt that people in official capacities are going to push back. They're not going to want to give documents. They're not going to want to go on the record for interviews. They're going to wonder where we're coming from and what kind of an angle we have and whether they're going to be embarrassed and so forth, right? We're going to get pushback, I guarantee you, in the course of reporting that story. But the difference, there's a big difference between doing that behind the scenes as a reporter, asking the questions, getting verified fact, and then bringing the whole picture the best you can forward, knowing full well that you're on the hook for the credibility of your report. And going on social media or speculating in advance about what those answers might be. And I think it's really important, especially in this case, it's so emotional. So many people have lost so much. I think it's important that we keep those in the right order to the extent possible. We're not going to control social media. People are still going to run around with rumors.
Rumors and whatever they want to say. But I couldn't agree more. I think that the time right now is take care of the critical issues that are hitting our community. Mm-hmm. There will be a time for evaluating what happened, how it happened, what we did, and is there things we could do different or better next time? But now is not the time.
If we speculate, the people who get caught in that crossfire, think of who's involved.
Yep.
They're the people that have fought the hardest to save our homes. The very people that we are out there thanking publicly all the time. I'm not saying that anybody should be exempt from accountability. I just think that they shouldn't get caught in crossfire irresponsibly when we're starting to have the conversation.
Every time we do something in the military, after it's finished, we have a hot wash up, we call it. You try to capture everything, hot wash up. And so you try to capture everything, the quick things, the big things. Afterwards, then you go into your after action where you kind of get into those things that you captured right immediately after, things that settled down, or if you did this exercise, you win this battle. How can we, this is what struck us right away. Now, how can we do with that? Bob?
As you know, my wife is in that business. Cal Fire has issued what is called a green sheet, and whenever there is a fire fatality, this report is drawn up indicating the factors that led to fatalities in the midst of a wildland fire. And that is a publicly available document. If you type in Car Fire Green Sheet, you will see that report that talks about how that fire in a space of 3 hours just exploded.
That's interesting. And
we had requested that document early on. I think Mike Chapman, I hope I'm giving the credit correctly here, Mike Chapman and Jenny Espino had worked on getting that as soon as possible, knowing again that that is one source of verified official information. Yes, it's to some extent probably a hot wash up, if I'm using that correctly.
Hot wash up. But it's caught right there.
It's captured in the moment, but it's what we know now.
Those reports are coming in, and we have a whole section of people that are capturing this and talking to people while things are going on too, and bringing that stuff back, which is kind of what you all are doing in the in the newspaper and the TV set right there, mm-hmm. where we in the radio, we're catching them the next day, but we're talking to them a lot longer, and we're getting better, we're getting more information than you can capture right then, is what I'd like to think of.
When I listen to your show and I listen to full interviews mm-hmm. with people, there is a color and a nuance that comes out of that. And radio, one of the great things about radio, you have people's voice, you have inflection, and you can kind of hear emotion and that sort of thing. And it brings the story in a whole different, light.
And I'll just tell people, as I look at your paper, and I look at, some of the stories, and I get and I'll go after somebody that I've seen a part of the story on, and we'll try to get them in here. I like to think that we, as in the media, especially now during this time frame, that we should be working together to try and get the story, and where I can spend more time on it, an hour, a show, mm-hmm. whatever, on looking at things like that, taking my cues from you all.
I think particularly when the community's interests are the issue that the competition is for the day to day, right? That's great, but I will tell you that I've never rooted so hard for my friends over at KRCR, who normally we enjoy competing with each other. Of course we do, right?
Sure. That's we all know each other.
That's part of the game. Yeah. But this community was highly dependent on the reporting that they were providing in real time on the air. And I know full well that not all those people are coming to me. I'd love to think they are. But I know full well or not. At that point, I think they're listening to you. At that point, there were a lot of radio stations off the air. The TV stations were struggling. We had to print one night in Chico at the Enterprise Record because our plant had no power. So I think all of us were dealing with our issues, and I would hope that all of us were rooting for each other to inform the community as well as possible.
Oh, yeah, other radio stations here everybody was working at this one thing. And we all have our own niches that we're in. And we try not, I mean, I really believe we try not to badmouth each other or anything like that. And, you know, friendly competition is just great. But on something like this, it's the aftermath is going to be so important that we, as an organizations, business organizations, media organizations, these people helping all these others, that we pull together here. Because that's the next thing I want to talk about after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. And it comes to quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back. Silas Lyons of the Record Searchlight, and of course, my co-host.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby.
To the firefighters and first responders, we say thank you. To those who've lost property or family, our hearts grieve with you. At Harrison's Marine and RV, we're still collecting donations of money and supplies for distribution. We are community. As a part of that community, we have felt the impact of this disaster, and we're doing what we can to help. For fire victims needing a trailer to live in, we are helping with significantly reduced pricing. Please call for details. Harrison's will be at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday through Sunday, where our boats and RVs will be on display for everyone. We'll be selling RVs and boats, and we will display signs thanking the heroes, the first responders, and all who are helping our community to recover, repair, rebuild, and heal. Bring your sign to the Mount Shasta Mall, and we'll display it along with ours. Let's say thank you together.
Real people, real winners. Congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two, two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, two Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not one, two, three, or four, but five Yamaha Zuma scooters from Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trines every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The first responders and the firemen deserve all the credit for saving so many homes and houses. Some of them didn't get saved. Hi, I'm Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Construction. Palomar Construction is working as hard as they can, trying to keep the cost at a minimum, and all the subcontractors are going to help us put people back into homes as quick as we possibly can. Palomar's cared about Reading for 30 years, and we're not going to stop now.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Whitchell, president of the Northern Division, the Five Star Bank, a friend, and who has, you know, gave us a brief on the what he sees is the business, you know, how it's affecting business at Car Fire. And Silas Lyons here is the editor of the Record Searchlight, and we've been interviewing Silas for the last 9 years, starting 10 years in December. I hope you're still going to be around here for the 10th year.
I'm not going anywhere. My kid just went back to seventh grade.
Okay, aftermath here. We're talking about aftermath. Brian Daly has been, our assemblyman, has been introducing bills, as did LaMalfa back when he was here. So, I mean, right. It's not new. And Brian was on the show and talked about the Quincy Library.
Yeah, Quincy Library Group.
Group. Mm-hmm. That in the mosaic of fire breaks, so that every 8,000 acres there's a fire break, and how long it took it to get it done, it's still not being, you know, it's still not instituted everywhere. And then you all had an editorial on it. It sounded like you, and you just, I think you said you wrote it. What was the cause of the car fire? All of the above. I agree. You know, I said, you know what, whatever you think about global warming or climate change, we've been going through droughts and things are hot. You know, for whatever reason, you know,
they're they're hot and they're dry. The fuel moisture levels, as they call them, are very, very low.
Yeah, we all agree on this, right?
Yeah.
What do we do in the future?
Well, I'll tell you what we don't do is we don't sit around and bicker about which one of them it was. That was kind of the point.
It's all of them. Like, and you're absolutely right.
We figure out what's, like, at each of our levels, I think we've got to figure out what is in my control and how do I go about starting to do that? And start moving forward. But, you know, you mentioned the Quincy Library Group, and we had a roundtable about fire, and I should have gone back and looked, but the Record Searchlight pulled together a roundtable of experts on this topic.
Right?
We had a forester from Sierra Pacific. We had an environmentalist. We had, you know, somebody who had, I think, been directly involved with the Quincy Library Group. I'd have to go back and look, to see exactly who all was there. If you were to go back and look at the transcript from that, nothing's changed. The only thing that changed is that we went through an extended period of drought and the fuels got even drier. But, you know, we were talking about salvage logging at the time and what happens when fuel is left dead behind a fire. We were talking about biomass and the economic problems that biomass faces and how it's very difficult to incentivize some of that, you know, that the fuel reduction we really need is below the big trees. It's a lot of the stuff that's not very economical.
Not merchantable timber.
Exactly. Right. But we need that out of the forest. Yeah. We need to do something. Either it needs to burn or it needs to be pulled out or something needs to happen to it. All these things are, like, very, very well known.
Pretty straightforward, and they've been known for a long time.
Yeah.
And Daly actually got, you know, he got the subsidies to the biomass industry for the cogens.
He just said, give us
the same things you're doing solar, which they did.
Right.
You know, and Brian's one that brought that one in.
Yeah.
But there's so much more out there, and I think somebody wrote a letter that that said, you know what, we could probably power all of Northern California with the amount of the slash and stuff we could take out of these forests. And, you know, and so there would be, it just wouldn't be burnt. It would have a energy producing. Eric, you're one of our leaders here in our community. When we talked to Barry Tippett, I'm kind of changing the subject here, but totally. And he said they were going to have the plan forward. It should be like next week. He told me in 3 weeks. That was a couple weeks ago. So it should be out. What do you expect? You know, when they say the plan forward, how we're going to clean up, how we're going to change, you know, what kind of things do you expect to see there?
Well, I mean, that's a real good question. I think that, you know, hopefully they're going to bring together a lot of input from not only their own departments and divisions, but also, you know, from the business community and from the other aspects of the community to develop that plan and bring it forward so that, you know, we have a kind of a cohesive, and they can gain support, you know, and have a cohesive plan.
I think the specifics,
I don't know. It's hard to say what they have. It's certainly going to be, you know, on the planning and development side, how they process, you know, kind of the nuts and bolts of evaluating processing plans, getting people back into their houses, cleaning up, you know, the utilities need to be integrated in there. One of the, you know, huge impediments to recovery in the Sonoma fire was breakdown in the utilities, public utilities, water, sewer, and power. Power was pretty well restored quickly. but water and sewer wasn't. Some of it's still not functional, so they can't begin rebuilding neighborhoods until you have water to hook up. And and so it's bringing together all the constituencies to have a plan. But I think that the city's role is to help expedite and let people get their restoration going.
And I think that was a really good point you made, though, is for them to also take into what the community is saying on this, and because they don't have a corner on all the good ideas. What do you see, Silas?
Well, I think
your place as the newspaper or media here, yeah, when these kind of plans happen.
Yeah. I think there's a dizzying array of questions right now about what we face going forward. All the things that Eric just mentioned certainly resonate to me. I mean, other questions that I've heard and that we plan to explore more, I've heard that there's been difficulty even getting architects. There's definitely trouble getting contractors. We already had a contractor shortage before this happened, and now we have
a labor shortage.
That much more. Now we have a labor shortage. Yep. I think, going back to some of the fire questions, I mean, there's questions about community design. How do these things get rebuilt? If things were built in a way that maybe wasn't fully up to code before, how do you now come back and get those people back in their properties as soon as possible?
That is one of the things that he said, is everybody's going to, they may do away with the impact fees because you've already paid those, but you have to bring things to today's code.
Right.
So that's going to be the permitting.
It's a whole other set of complications. And then I think from back on the prevention standpoint, I think this needs to not get lost in the overall debate. And I'm giving away something we're working on, but that's fine, is all the greenways within the city of Reading. It's beautiful. We love all of our green spaces, but we have a lot of it. We have a 60 square mile city for about 90,000 people, which is one of the least dense cities in California, which means there's a lot of stuff that can burn inside the city. And I think the city needs to, we're going to be asking questions about how the city grapples with that, because some of that is a neighbor question. Sometimes that's privately owned and it's assigned to certain lots. Some of it's probably city owned and so forth.
We got a copy of the, it wasn't like it was hard to get, but it was a copy of the fire control plan for here in the city. And there are different areas that need to be cut down. And the question is where they cut down and who is supposed to do that? Do we have the money to do it? And if we haven't, why didn't we? And I'm not pointing fingers, but this kind of thing, if you look at Sunset West, you're right, Eric, there's not a lot of trees around there, but there sure was enough brush for it to come around that corner there and burn, dozens of houses once it got started.
And that
there.
Was even with Salt Creek Heights having been built in between.
Yeah, and that was a lot of
fire.
A
large buffer there.
Created something of a break.
In there. Yeah. Yeah. So, there's so many questions, and it's going to take, but I think that we really got to guard against pointing. Yeah. I think we need to do this in such a way that okay, how can we do this better? Just,
right.
How can we as a community, okay, we found this is a problem. Now, how do we fix this and not try to hang somebody at the same time?
No, I think you're right. I think the truth matters. I think honesty and accountability are important, but they need to be done in a constructive way. And our overall kind of goal needs to be, how do we pull together here? You look at the other communities, Ventura around the Thomas Fire, or you look at the catastrophic
Sonoma, Santa Rosa
situation. They've said it was tougher 6 months in a way. And it's what you hear about grief too.
Yeah.
You lose somebody, you lose a close family member, everybody rallies around you, but then they all go home and that's when the grief sets in. And I think we have to guard against that too, because for our community, that period is coming.
This is, people don't believe it when I said, this isn't going to be the hardest part, the fire.
No.
The fire's not the hardest part.
When we talked to, right after the worst of it, we talked to some of our peers over in the Sonoma Santa Rosa area, and they had helped Redwood Federal Credit Union had put together a fund similar to what the community foundations did here. And we asked them now 6 to 9 months later, what is the biggest community need? And they said without hesitation, it's mental health.
Yeah.
They said it's not rebuilding. It's not it's mental health support for a lot of people.
And people that weren't even...
Yeah. Without question.
By the fire. You're going to see this. You're going to see the people that are in the periphery of it, or their friends lost things and they didn't. There's going to be a lot of that. And just in Santa Rosa, there's only been like 10 houses built in the 10 months since that fire. Now, they do have like 200 of them in the pipeline, but this kind of gives us an idea that this is something we need to look at. This is not going to be happening by Christmas. Mm-hmm. We're going to be hitting the winter. And I think we need to ask things like, what are we doing to start covering the sides of the hills?
Yeah.
you know,
I mean, look
with
at what happened
straw.
After yeah. after the Thomas fire came the mudslides.
Yeah, yes. And they killed yeah. more people in the mudslides than they did in the fire. Mm-hmm. So these are things that need to be taken care of, and we as a community have to, you know, kind of
help
work on these things
yep.
like that. But this is going to be a long-term thing, and this is going to be a long-term us all working together for. And there's going to be times we're just going to want to just punch each other in the eye.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fine.
I can, and Eric, always, thank you so much
for
your
you,
insight and for
thank
being
you.
Here with us today as my co-host. And Silas, you know, always love having you here.
And it's always good to be here.
You know what? This is, you know, usually I go, why do you do this? But I don't have to ask that this time. You know what?
Yeah.
You guys yeah. shone like, can I say an old Marine saying here? You guys shine like a diamond in a goat's ass on this one.
Wow.
No, I mean, that's real.
You
slipped
that one by the FCC. That,
no, no,
I
think
like
I can
it.
Say
it.
I
like
don't know
it.
If that's
I
quotable
like
or not.
No, no, that's shiny, man. That is shiny.
I'll take your word
you
for
can,
it.
Please pass that back on to the rest of your
I will.
Rest of your staff there, how much we appreciate everything they did.
I will.
And
thanks,
do, are
thanks,
doing.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, and my producer just put his face down on the floor and goes, oh, no. Hey, tomorrow, Celestina Traber, our veterans, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, with all the things that can happen with our veterans and how they can help veterans. Here. Have a great day.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.